I'm not going to invite nobody to come to the front, because the Lord told me everybody needs their eyes open. So I don't have such a big altar for that. But I do want to pray with you. I want you to pray for me. What makes a preacher is not how much Greek or Hebrew you know. It's how well you hear from heaven. Open eyes, Lord, and we may behold the glory. Father, in the name that is above every name, the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, for the opportunity to study your word. Give us a spirit that is hungry for the things of God. Thank you, O God, for giving us our natural eyes. Thank you, O God, for giving us our spiritual eyes. Just like that day you took the bread, we're about to take the bread. We're about to give thanks. We're about to break it. And the Bible said when you gave it out, their eyes were open. Today, in the name that is above every name, I decree and declare open eyes throughout this building. Open eyes throughout this church, oh God. Help us to see clearly. Help us to see your plan. Help us to see your purpose. Not just for the church, but for our own life. Not just for our own life, but for our own family, for our own children, for our children's children. Father, in the name of Jesus, we remove every hindrance, every blockage. We crush it by the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for cleansing. Thank you for removing obstacles in the way of our sin this morning. Father, we thank you for clarity of vision. We just don't want to see blurrily. We want to see clearly. Clear vision in the natural. Clear vision in the spirit. Somebody here, even with glasses, they still don't see right. Father, in the name of Jesus, touch us, oh God. Help us, oh God. Help our sight in the natural. Help our sight in the spirit. I decree and declare healing virtues in the house. Lord, you send me. I was just having a doctor's appointment. You said, go and pray for my people that they can see in the natural and see in the spirit. I come in obedience to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over your eyes. I plead the blood of Jesus over my eyes. I plead the blood of Jesus over your spiritual sight. In the natural, be able to see. In the spirit, be able to see. I decree and declare, open eyes. It is so. In Jesus' name. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Come on, if you receive, open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
You know why we shout amen? It's not for the preacher. That's your way of saying, I got something out of this. And I want you to live here today expecting. If your children bring bad news, turning around and say, baby, I know something. I can see in the spirit. You're coming out of this. These two shall pass. Open your eyes. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Open your mouth, shout amen.
Amen.
Give God your loudest amen.
Amen.
God bless you. You may be seated. It's time for us to receive the communion. I apologize, I took too long. But This is very important to me. Hallelujah.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard, Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, would love for you to come worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30 a.m., followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our midweek worship service on Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a visit here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Christ was born on this way. He says, I want to show you that his birth was not ordinary. His birth was extraordinary. His birth was immaculate. It was an immaculate conception. No man did this. This God, watch this. He says he was born because of the Holy Ghost. Now, Matthew wanted to put that in there in verse 18 because he wanted to show you that when God does something, that it is a way that no man can dispute it. I know what I said, spewed it. I know it's supposed to be dispute, but I said spewed it. I went back to the old days. Are you with me yet? So nobody could question it in any kind of way. He says, I want to show you that I can do things like nobody else can. Come on back and talk to me if you will. You see, God does things in your life to where you can't explain it. Nobody else around you can. You wait till you come out of that situation then. Wait till God brings you out. I'm talking to somebody this morning. When God brings you out of that situation, when God brings you out, touch your neighbor, say, when God brings you out. When God brings, you see, when man brings you out, you're able to explain it. But when God brings you out of that situation, you can't even explain it. You're going to be able to say, when you have a testimony, you're going to say, I don't know how God did it. All I know is that he did it. I can't explain it. Are you with me yet? I don't know what happened. All I do know is that I found favor and he brought me up out of the muck, out of the miry clay. He brought me up, put my feet on a solid rock, picked me up, turned me around, put my feet on some solid ground. Is there anybody here that can testify that there's some things that God had done in your life? You still trying to figure it out. Woo! Talk back to me if you can. Wave your hands in the air and wave. You, somebody here ought to be saying, I don't know how God did it, but child, I do know that he did it. God wants to, he does it that way so that he cannot leave any question as to who did it. Aunt Lucy didn't do it. Uncle Charles didn't do it. He says, this was God's doing. This. Watch this. Watch the situation that God puts Mary in. Watch the situation that God puts Joseph in. Somebody didn't get it yet. Man, this thing messed me up, this Christmas story. It messed me up because it messed me up every time. I got it this year because he's. I said, wait a minute, God. You put them there. They didn't sign up. Talk back to me if you can. I don't see nowhere in the Bible where Mary signed up for this. I don't see anywhere in the Bible where Joseph signed up for this. God chose them. We don't choose God. Let me tiptoe over here to help somebody. Watch this. You don't find favor. You don't find favor. You don't find favor. Somebody creep, you keep looking for favor. Child, I woke up this morning, I'm looking for favor. Quit looking for favor, because if you are chosen by God, favor. Do you hear me? Watch this. Watch this. And when you go back and you really do the history on this thing, you will find, I said, I wondered why would God find them? I said, come here, Joseph. Come here, Mary. Let's have a sidebar. What is it that God found in you? What was it that God found in you? Mary said, wait, hold on, wait a minute, Pastor. She says, first of all, if you look at it, I was born in Nazareth. And you know what the scripture said. When they found out about that, they said, can anything? How many folk here that was born in an unfavorable part of town? Or under unfavorable conditions? Somebody gonna talk back to me. I know everybody wouldn't. Come on now. And I said, Joseph, what is it about you? What is it? He says, well, Pastor, he said, listen, it really wasn't about me. It was about the bloodline. That I came from. Yeah. He says, I said, Joseph, when you look back at it, your bloodline really wasn't that good. You got Rahab. Somebody gonna talk back to me? You got Rahab in your bloodline, so Joseph, don't start bragging on your, you got an adulterer, you got David that had three wives, all that, and took one man's wife and got the man killed. That's not a good record. He says, I know, but let me tell you what I had, Pastor. The reason my favor found me is because of the covenant.
Come on now. You said something.
Oh, they won't shout on the second Sunday. You mean tell me they won't shout on the second Sunday? Sometimes it's not because of where you can, it's not because you've been so good, so righteous, and so holy, but it's because of the covenant that was made through your bloodline. You see, when you got saved, you are a child of God. You become a child of Jesus. I wish I had. And you on the same bloodline. And you, by you having the same bloodline, you now have the same covenant. And you got a right. Somebody need to pick up your head. Somebody, Keisha, somebody need to pick up your head. Somebody need to quit feeling depressed and feeling like you're not anything and you don't have anything. Wait a minute, baby. You are a child of the covenant. And you got all of the rights. So let me throw this out here parenthetically, if you don't mind. Let me throw this out here. Don't hide your blessings. When God blesses you, you should show it, and don't walk around with your head down and try to hide what God, when he put a big old ring on your finger. Don't walk around here with, child, you know, he just engaged to me, or we've been talking and carrying out. Bam! Can't talk with your finger like this, child. I don't know what happened last night. Huh? All I know is we went out, and we just had a good time. Bam! People have to figure out what happened. We have to become local detectives to try to figure out how God blessed you. We have to do an investigation, pre-sentence investigation, to see how God. Don't nobody have to do no. I have a right to whatever God has given us. Drive your car. Live in your house. I'm talking to somebody today. Wear your clothes. Enjoy yourself. Go places. Do things. Don't feel like you're not supposed to be there, because if somebody else is there, you're supposed to be there. You are a child. Let me hurry up.
Lest I shall overload your wagon. Watch this. And so noted that he said, here's what he's saying. He's saying here, and the reason why also that favor found them is because, watch where they were. They had come to Bethlehem. They had gotten all the way there through the many obstacles in their lives. It wasn't easy to make this pilgrimage to Bethlehem. And you need to know today to get some places that God will have you to go is not going to be easy. So quit, stop quitting. Every time the road get a little rough. I'm talking to somebody today. Stop jumping off the train. Stop, because it's not going to be easy. Anything worth having is worth waiting for. Watch this. Not only did favor, it found them also because of their faithfulness. Favor, I shouldn't say this so quiet. Favor seeks out faithfulness. Where are you faithful? Somebody didn't get it yet. Favor sniffs you out. You can be in the worst place. You can be in the worst place in your mind. You can be in the worst place in your body. You can be in the worst place in your worst situation. But if you are faithful, favor gonna find you. Stay faithful. Some people say, I got to be in a big church to find faith. No, baby. You might be out of position. Last part. I gotta go. Watch this. Then Joseph, being a just man, was trying to figure it out. But while he thought, verse 20, while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream. How many of you know God will get to you any way he can? Any way that he can get to you, if he has to wait until you be quiet.
Sometimes we talking so much until God can't get a word in edgewise. And so what he does is he gives us a sedative and puts us to sleep so he can talk to you. When he thought on these things, came to him in a dream saying, David, he said, Joseph, let me remind you of your Davidic line. He says, the son of David, sometime God has to remind us who we are. Here's what God did for me one day. I wasn't feeling well in my mind, and God led me to my closet. And I went in the closet, and I began to dig some pictures up. And there was a picture of my grandmother.
Yeah.
And he says, remember where you came from. You didn't get that yet.
Yeah, yeah.
He says, remember who you came from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I said, well, Lord, I'm still not getting it. He said, because that's why you know you don't understand. He said, remember what she used to do?
Come on now.
When your mother used to take y'all down there, y'all had to spend the weekend?
All right.
I said, yeah. He said, remember what you used to see her do? I said, yeah. He said, what? I said, pray. Somebody didn't get it yet. You see, sometimes when things get to where you can't handle it, God will bring you to a place to where you have to remember what it is that brought you where you are today. Oh, baby, talk back to me. Wasn't your education? Wasn't your money? Wasn't your friends? Wasn't your influence? Wasn't the people that you know, it was prayer. Talk back to me if you can. You see, God says that you came from a person that had a communication and a connection with me. So if they had that communication and connection, you have a communication and a connection, and just like she used to talk to me, now she gone. And you got to talk for yourself. Came to him in a dream. Watch this. He came to him in a dream. He said, fear not. He said, remember the line that you came from. He said, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name. Something about this name. He said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. The word in Hebrew means Yahshua. And Yahshua in Hebrew means Jehovah saves.
Yes, yes.
Yahshua in Hebrew means, come here, go stand right here. Yahshua in Hebrew means here's the wall. Here's us. Here's the world. Here's us. Here's depression. Here's us. Here's our sins. Here's us. And here we are drowning in the world. Drowning in our sins. Drowning in our mess. And here comes Yahshua. Here comes Yahshua. We keep going down. Somebody keep talking back to me. We go back into that junk. And sometimes he'll let us stay there for a while. Sometimes he'll let it hurt till we get our lesson. Sometimes he'll let it tear us up. Sometimes he'll let us be all messed up. And when we call his name loud enough, say it again, say it again, might not come in the morning time, keep calling, might not come in the afternoon, might not come but late in the midnight hour. Yahshua, from the waters. Somebody say, I was sinking deep as in, far from the peaceful shores, but the master of the sea heard my disturbing cry. From the waters, he lifted me. Now say, can I help you a little bit closer?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what Yahshua, let me tell you what Savior also means. You see, sometimes while you're down there, sometimes, come here, Brother Gordon. Come here, Brother Deacon. Come on. Y'all, come on over here. Come over here. Surround him. Get all the way around him. See, sometimes the demonic forces surround you. Somebody still didn't get it. You can't fight these big old demonic demons yourself. They're too big. They're too strong. They're too overpowered. Oh, but you cry sometime late in the midnight hour. When times get hard, friends get few, family members get scarce, change get strained, money get funny. I wish I had something to pray. Jesus comes along. Are we helping anybody? It's something about that name. You can call on your mother, you can call your brother, you can call your sisters, but didn't nothing happen until he called the name.
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Notice here, there is a purpose. First of all, we see the perfection of the promise. Somebody said perfection. Because God did it in a way to where he perfected the promise. Secondly of all, we see the purpose. Somebody said purpose. After there's a perfection, then there was a purpose that he came to save us from our sins. And then thirdly of all, after there's the perfection, after there's the purpose, then you'll see the presence. Because in verse 23, he says, it means, his name is changed to Emmanuel. Anybody hear me yet? There's something about that name. Because that name, that it is his title also, and it tells you that he saves us, but it's not enough for him to just save us. Somebody's not with me yet. Oh, we can ready to go now. It's not the fact that he just saves us. The fact of the matter is, he don't just save us and leave us. And that's why I want to talk to somebody today. He didn't bring you this far. Just to turn around. Shoot, I'm preaching myself happy. Remember this? It might look dark. And it might look dreary. But always keep in mind that his name is Jesus. And the name means that he will come and save me. But not only will he save you, it also means that he will, come on with me, baby. Not only will he save you, but he'll stay with you through many dangers, trials.
Here at Christian Love Baptist Church, would like to invite you to our Christian Love Family Life Center, located 3515 Hudson Boulevard, next door to the Christian Love Baptist Church. You're welcome to join our fitness center with state-of-the-art equipment. Need a place for a wedding reception, family reunion, or conference space? Well, look no further than the Christian Love Family Life Center. We can meet all your needs with the latest audio and video equipment. For more information, contact Miss Patsy at 318-709-8116. It's the time.
When you experience